Good morning, listeners. Our guest this morning is Ken de la Motte. Ken is Acting Life Sciences Manager at Tooronga Zoo, Sydney, Australia, and he's come to talk to us this morning about rabbits and the problems they pose for Australian plants and animals. Ken, I know that early European settlers new to Australia brought rabbits with them and released them into the Australian bush. What effects do these foreign animals have on the Australian native plants and animals?
Rabbits will eat many types of plant. As the numbers of rabbits increased, many of the rabbits' favourite plants were totally eaten away. Once the plants had been destroyed, there was no food or shelter for the native animals, and they died of starvation or were more easily hunted by their predators.
Eventually, the rabbit population became enormous. Why was that?
The female rabbit can produce up to 25 young in a year. In Spain, where the rabbits came from, their numbers are controlled by food shortages, disease, and 29 different predators. When the rabbits were introduced into Australia, they had plenty of food, and there weren't as many predators or diseased to kill them. Therefore, their numbers rapidly increased.
What steps did the Australian government take to reduce the number of rabbits?
First, the government tried to limit the spread of rabbits by building fences to keep them out of some areas, but they spread too quickly. People also trapped and shot rabbits to eat and used their skins for making hats and clothes, but still the rabbit numbers increased. Finally, the myxomatosis virus was introduced. This disease is fatal to rabbits, and it greatly reduced the rabbit population.
Did eliminating most of the rabbits have any negative side effects?
In some areas, Australian animals like the wedge-tailed eagle were eating rabbits. This increased food supply allowed them to produce more chicks. When the rabbit numbers were reduced, the eagles no longer had enough food and many died.
What can we learn from this?
Governments should think very carefully before allowing foreign animals to come into their countries. The foreign animals may use the food of native animals, take their homes, or eat them. This upsets the balance of nature.
So, Ken, do you have any specific advice for New Zealand?
You have to think very carefully about what you can do to make sure that new species of animals, insects, and plants don't get into New Zealand. That seems simple, but often these things get into countries by mistake. Another thing is that you've tried releasing the Khaleesi virus. However, you have to be very careful when you do this. If some rabbits survive, they're likely to be resistant to the virus. When they breed, you can very quickly get a whole population that is resistant to the virus. If that happens, you have to reconsider traditional methods of control, such as shooting, trapping, and poisoning programs.
Are there any positive points about rabbits?
Well, actually, yes. At the moment, lots of rabbits are eaten by feral cats and weasels. If there are no rabbits, these predators may well decide to eat native animals instead.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure our listeners will have lots of questions for you. Let's open the lines now.